Some of it might sound fucked up. First thing is, you gotta be selfish as hell. You gotta be selfish. I don't give a fuck. It's the sacrifice, but without great sacrifice and without great risk, there is no such thing as great reward. Can't have one. That math will never math. You have to have
failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can.
So we end up listening to our family and our immediate circle, our immediate network of people about what it actually takes. And what usually comes out of those conversations from the old people is, oh man, you know, you can work as hard as you want, but the system's still going to be the system.
Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out.
There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse.
People burn out and quit because life makes them forget why they do it. The greatest trick that life plays on us all is when we aspire to do something, when we say we're going to do something, goals, dreams, aspirations, when we attack things, when we want to do things for our family. The greatest trick that life plays on us, once we put it out in the atmosphere, life hits us with a level of adversity, uncertainty, COVID, pandemic.
I hope I do not believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
Now listen to me, guys. The transition's going to be hard. I'm not going to lie to you. Go from being on the block, going to be a high school dropout, to getting a GED, the transition is not easy. So what happens? In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any man to transit, listen to me, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. Listen to me very closely. I didn't come in here to tell you you're going to finish school. I came to ask you what's next. For me, it's the Nobel Prize.
Everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. Your expectations never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want.
And step back and say, let me see if you remember your mother now. Only thing I'm asking you to do is, if you got to step back, regroup, wipe your eyes, wipe your face, shake it off, say a prayer, step back, I'll never forget why I do what I do.
For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream.
You got to be hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
You will go to Cali. You will live in that house. You will get a pool. You will learn how to swim. You will be in the sun in the wintertime. You will live your best life. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself of some stuff that has happened on your watch.
I need you to have faith. I told you, it's believing in the dark what you were told in the light. And if you were told you were going to get that degree, just keep working. If you were told you were going to get that promotion, just keep working. If you were told you were going to win that championship, just keep working. Nobody said it would be easy. Again, if it was easy, everybody would do it. I need you to wake up every day and say, today ain't today, but my day coming. And I will not give up, and I will not give in until I get to that day. I will not stop. I will not give up. I will not give in until my day comes. You better work on you and get you right.
If you lack confidence, build evidence. The fewer people you try to impress, the more impressive you become. And you can learn anything you want as long as you're willing to look dumb in front of other people for an extended period of time. Find people who are more ambitious than you and then stop letting them be more ambitious than you. And then no matter how behind you start, it's hard to beat a man who never stops learning.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then, it was nothing to me but blinding. The shadows say you, because they belong to me.
I want you to be able to say something to yourself that will enable you to maintain a level of integrity with yourself. That when you say this, even when you face tremendous setbacks, it will be a benchmark to keep you in the game, to keep you moving forward and experimenting and readjusting your strategy and your plan of action, continuously looking for ways to win. So what is that something? When you got an idea you want to move on, you might not have the money, you might not have the education, you might not have the support or the resources you need. What is that something that can keep us going, that will enable us to act on our dream? What's one of those keys that will begin to help us to discover the secrets to our dream?
It will take longer. It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life. A hard life that ends with regret.
What is that one thing that you're saying that I am going to get this thing done and I'm gonna make my dreams become a reality?
You have to look inside of yourself and see what you really want. What are you passionate about? We use these words and these little phrases of only the strong survive and all this other crap. They're all just fucking words.
And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're going to have to get up. The longer you're going to have to stay up. The bigger your dream is, the more effort you're going to have to put in. And for those of you who raise your hand and put up 70%, you'll never see it.
Let's get started. Let's get started. Let's get started.
And many of you are taking anything because you don't know what you want. And so if I can do one thing for you when you leave this room, I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.
Talent and skill set might betray you along the journey if they don't have a consistency of mindset and they don't have a certain level of fortitude in every fiber of their being. At a certain point, you can have a cat that's talented or you can have a cat that has character and you know what he brings to the table every single day. Right? You got cats that's talented that tap out. Like, anybody can go one or two down. Right? Anybody can go three down. But it's very seldom that you find a cat when he's standing in that tunnel till his 4-0s on that clock, he's going to give you everything. That's a man to me.
Whether you like it or not, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, a lot of us are at war with ourselves. And within that war, you have several battles. Those battles are basically choices. No, I'm not talking about a war that you might find in the Coliseum. I'm talking about a war that's in your brain. That war exists.
Every moment of your life, you're answering three questions. Jot them down. Three questions. First question is, what are you going to focus on?
We think that we're working our ass off, working hard. You know, we've been working out hard in the gym for a month, but we haven't seen any results. So we get all fucking down and poopy pants and shit. You study for 30 minutes for a fucking test, and you didn't do as well as you thought. What the fuck did you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
There's lots of people that work really hard digging ditches every day and that are digging ditches when they're 70 years old. There's lots of people who work really, really hard for a long time and never make it. And that's because working hard is just part of the puzzle. The other part of the puzzle is how high your skill set is, how developed your skill set is. And so we have these people that say these things like, Work smart, not hard, all right? Well, you're a fucking moron, all right? I'm going to tell you that right now, because it takes both. It takes hard work and it takes smart work. So while you have to be putting in the work and you have to be showing up and you have to be giving it all you have, you have to consistently be aware and conscious of the intentional skill set that you are building along the way.
Because when you do hard things, you then are fortified and reinforced for the inevitable hardship that life is. Because all of life is hardship with brief moments of bliss, my friend. And if you have created a zone of comfort in a world of hardship, you become unstoppable. You become the fucking virus against the virus. I was like, hey, we are not going to wait for some PPP program, for some SBA loan. We are going to start attacking this virus. We're no longer going to be reactive. We're going to attack. We're going to attack. So myself, my leadership team, and my entire team here at the building, we decided that we are going to be the pandemic against the pandemic. And it is then when we started to turn the ship. It is then when we started to add more locations. It is then when we started to rebuild our brand. And it is bigger, stronger, more resilient today than ever before.
If you want to create something great, if you want to meet your potential, if you want to make your relationship the best it's ever been that it's supposed to be, if you want to reach that dream and live the lifestyle of whatever, or reach your whatever it may be, right? Then don't quit.
It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab, because that's where the knowledge came from. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. Sometimes you can read a David Goggins book, because I was all this shit and then a lot more of fucked up. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you. And that's the harsh reality of this life that I want to get across so fucking bad. You can watch me, you can watch you, you can watch fucking Rogan and Cameron Haynes, all these motherfuckers. You can go to Tony Robbins' fucking bullshit, dog shit, do all that shit.
I want you to know that you're blessed and highly favored, and that as you go toward the future, begin to know that you have greatness within you. And if just one of you here begin to envision yourselves as being blessed and highly favored to reach your goals, if just one of you capture the essence of what that means, that you have greatness within you and a responsibility to manifest that greatness, that you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way.
Bro, this is not that hard. It's just hard to do. There is no secret. There is no quick fix. There is no hack. There is no path of least resistance. The quickest way for you to go from where the fuck you are to where you want to be is that shit you're trying to avoid doing. And not only is it the fastest way, it's the only way in most cases to get where you're trying to go. I must work hard. I must have failures so I develop skills. And I must not quit so I can continue to push forward as other people fall off the game.
My message needs to be in a way where I can hit all 25 people. It needs to be broad enough to where all 25 people may not like the message, but they're getting something from it. And that is evolution. You must continue to evolve. And you don't evolve, for me, in my job, unless I cap myself somewhere and say, okay, you made this much money, get back to fucking work.
Your dreams are phenomenal. The life that you have for yourself is phenomenal. In your dreams, your bank account is phenomenal. The things that you do, the way that you live, what you have is phenomenal. But you as an individual, you're average. You as an individual, you're good. You as an individual, you're great. And what I'm challenging you to do is to go from average to good, from good to great, and from great to phenomenal. Most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it.
Will my environment get me, or will I make it? I know I'm dripping.
I know I'm ambitious. I know I'm passionate. I know I want to make it happen. I know I'm respectful. I know I never touch drugs, and I never will, because I see the collateral damage. But will my environment, the thing that I'm coming in contact with every single day, will that snipe me and not my ambition and not my commitment and not my dedication? Or will you let me make it past this so I can show others that it could be done?
The breakthrough. I'm going to break these boys. Why? Because where they come from, they couldn't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning if they wanted to. They smarter than me. They come from privilege. They got the language. They got the code. They got the rules. They grew up in it. But they will not get up earlier than me. They will not put out more content than me. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3. Beast mode. I beast mode my way to number one. I beast mode my way to number one. I looked at their weaknesses and I said, boom, they will not outwork me. I'll go quicker, I'll go harder, I'll go longer, I'll go faster.
And one day, I would have my own talk show. It's a long shot, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor, never knowing my mother or father. It's a long shot. Being here with you today in this dome in Atlanta, it's a long shot. No college training, labeled educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream.
There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away.
Depression, frustration, anxiety, pain, disillusion. It's just a natural part of the process of becoming a stronger version of yourself. It happens to us spiritually, and it happens in the world physically.
You actually have a say-so in how your life goes. You have a determining voice into where your life can go. You have no say-so in what happens to you, but you have a say-so in what you do about it. See, life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed, but that seed got to get dirt on it. See, you get tripped out because you got dirt on you, but you need dirt on you to develop, because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrients. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. See, you gotta have dirt on you to push through something. See, you get mad when haters come your way. You get mad because you get a setback. You get mad because you get thrown off course. You get mad because you get a detour. That's just dirt. You get mad because they talking about you. That's dirt. You get mad because you lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what God got for you.
I'm better. I'm better than I was when I went down. It was good for me that I've been afflicted. I'm better for it. I didn't like it, but I'm better for it. I couldn't see down there, but I'm better for it. See, I was planted in a dark place, but I'm better for it. Every time you go through something dark and you can't see your way out, remember you've been planted, not been buried. I'm not buried in this mess. I'm planted in it. I'm planted in it. And if I'm planted in it, expect me to come back up again. And when I come back up, you won't recognize me, because I'm going to be transformed by the experiences that I have endured.
I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. I'm unbreakable now.
You got to take some L's to be a champion. You ain't got to take no L's to be a winner, but you got to take some L's to be a champion. And you tripping on your L's. Your L's about to prepare you.
Everybody's got a fucking plan so they can hit in the fucking mouth. So when your plan fails, when you get knocked the fuck down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before.
When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it.
Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Don't allow all these things
to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
As long as you got breath in your nostrils, don't you ever give up.
Don't you ever give in, because I never told you it'd be easy. But with mental toughness, you can get it done.
I don't care how hard you fall.
Fall on your back.
Because if you can fall on your back, you can look up. And if you can look up, you can get up.
I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back. And I'll be stronger and better because of it.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, you can do this.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Your dreams are there, your hopes are there. Most people, they don't lead their life, they accept their life. Here's the issue. Most people, they have uphill hopes, but they have downhill habits. And you can't go uphill with downhill habits.
It's pretty easy to get the mindset that there's nothing you can do about it, that you're overwhelmed, that you can't change the world. Well, you know what you can change? You can change you. You can change your world. And if you change your world and you make yourself better and you make your part of the world better, the rest of the world will follow.
Good intentions are overrated. I know so many people, well, I'm going to do that. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. So good intentions are the most overrated phrase in the world. Nothing happens until you've got good action.
And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they happen. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit.
Weakness haunts us all. The times we could have done more. They eat at your self-esteem. They rob you of your self-respect. They diminish your belief in your potential. The true art of a full life is to minimize those moments when your weak thoughts win the battle and maximize your ability to rise and grind.
Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. And sometimes if you're going to be successful, it's not how smart you are. It's not how strong you are. It's how much you can outlast stuff.
Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Some of y'all, you're not getting close to the vision. You done said the vision and your mama said something about it, so you done backed off. You done said something about the vision and somebody tried to kill you and you done backed off. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? I'm telling you that you got to be possessed with the vision.
You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. What you need to be doing is studying.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they were shooting hoops, I was studying. While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
I got to commit my very being to this thing. I got to breathe it. I got to eat it. I got to sleep it. You got to begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you got to wake up every day to it. You got to go to bed with it. You got to read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, got to pour into that dream.
Most people think they're disqualified from becoming mega successful.
You don't know what I'm addicted to. You don't know my mistakes. You don't know my weaknesses. You don't know what I'm not good at. You don't know I've always been average and ordinary. I've always been invisible. And so that disqualifies me from being successful. So what you do regularly is you disqualify yourself. And what I'm saying to you, what if the truth was that your greatest mistakes are the very things that do qualify you? What if that's the case?
What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you're greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim.
If you can survive temporary pain, on the other side of temporary pain, you will meet another version of you. Wait, by the way, all pain is temporary. The only thing permanent is our soul. Even our bodies are temporary. So all pain, no matter what it is temporary. And if you can survive it, on the other side of it, you will meet personality traits, emotions, thoughts, people, circumstances, versions of you that you didn't know existed before.
If you want to make your dream become reality, the people that are running at their dreams know that it's possible that you can live your dream, that it's necessary, that you're relentless, that you have a plan of action, that you are creative, that know if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win. The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I'm up here not because I'm super impressive, because I'm not. Every time I wanted to quit this business, I didn't make a decision to not quit the rest of my life. I made a decision not to quit for one more day. One more day, just don't quit. One more day, hang on. What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one mores. That's the separator. You are one decision away from changing your life. You're one new meeting, one new relationship, one new contact, one new action, one new decision away from shifting your life from where it is right now to a totally different place. There's something you've been hesitating on. There's a contact you need to make. There's a job you need to quit. I don't know what it is, but I know there's a decision that you need to make to take you to the next level, because decisions shape our destiny when they're backed up by some massive ass action. But you can't take the action if you don't decide.
I made up in my mind, I will not go through this pain and not get a reward for it. I will not quit. I will not surrender. I will outlast every trial and every tribulation that comes in my life.
Somewhere back in their lineage generationally, they weren't. And then something happens. The one shows up. In every family, there's the one. And that one changes that family forever. In my family, I'm the one. We don't think like we used to think. I'm the one. I'm the one who made the calls late at night. I'm the one who drove hours and hours for people to say no. I'm the one who dealt with the heat. I'm the one who typed all the emails. I'm the one who returned all the messages. I'm the one that dealt with all the stress and the strife and the cancellations and the back talking and the people who didn't keep their word to me and the difficult times. I'm the one who lost sleep at night. I'm the one who got up early. I'm the one who carried the emotional burden of winning, just like you are. You're the one.
It's you. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. I'm the one to become successful in this business. It's possible. I can live my dream. It's necessary. I work on myself. It's me. I've got to make it happen.
In a matter of one moment, one decision, one day, one account, one client, one meeting, your life can change in a moment. And if you don't know that, you will miss them when they show up. But what if you believe that and you live in anticipation of finding them? Now your reticular activating sees things it wasn't seeing before, hears things it wasn't hearing before, feels things it didn't feel before, and it tries to prove you right.
There are moments in your life that you feel overwhelmed by life, by people, by your own issues, by your own circumstances, by demands, by struggles.
You're going to fail, and you're going to be in your head. You're going to be saying, I'm not good enough.
Life has a way of humbling you. Life will make you shut up. Life will mute you, shut you down, Because all of us, if you live long enough, will go through a period of feeling so overwhelmed that you think, if one more thing, if the phone rings one more time, if I get another text, if I get another email, and sooner or later you feel, oh God, just get me out of this.
At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone. Why did that happen? I don't know. It's called life. And you have to deal with it.
Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you quit.
The part of beginning to get unstuck, you've got to decide that the behavior pattern that you have adopted doesn't work for you. You've got to change your strategies. And changing your strategy means reinventing your life. Recreating you. And you have the power to do that. You want to take responsibility for your life. You can decide that you're going to change, that you're not going to be a wimp. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last. You can decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. And all of these things that are happening to me right now, they're just temporary inconveniences. They're not stronger than I am. I'm in charge here.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. It is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort.
The only thing you got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on, what you say, what it means to you. If there's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This shit for warriors, man. This shit for soldiers, man.
To him whom much is given, much is required. You cannot build anything that won't bring a battle. And if you're going through a battle right now, it's only because you're building something.
Your pain ain't permanent. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside.
You can talk like a victim, you can act like a victim, or you could be a victor, and you can say, despite the odds, I will defy the odds.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
You're going to quit, or you're going to make it to yourself. You're going to quit, or you're going to make it to your goal.
Because life is a fight. It's a fight for integrity. It's a fight for character. It's a fight for a good reputation, your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, because they don't give you those things when you're born. So every morning, I've got to wake up and I've got to fight. I got to fight for my dreams. I got to fight for character. I got to fight for integrity.
But to win fights, you got to have stamina. You got to be ready to fight and bounce back. Punch and counter punch. Jab and jab back. You better not feel sorry for yourself. You better not lay down and quit. You better get up and fight. Because a happy spirit does a body good like mess. Sharks are hunters and predators. They never stop swimming. In fact, if a shark stops swimming, it will die. If a shark goes backwards, it will die. Think like a shark, act like a shark, and behave like a shark.
I'm going to think, I'm going to execute, and I'm going to win. I'm going to execute what I've been trained to do.
You got to chase it like a man possessed. You got to go get it.
And that's how you get to the next level.
You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. And don't you quit until you win.
It takes courage to act. Part of being hungry when you've been defeated, it takes courage to start over again because of past experiences. Past defeats, past pain. We look back, well, it didn't work out then. It probably won't work out now. Courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm.
Michael Jordan said in one of his interviews, I missed 9,000 shots when I was playing basketball at the NBA games. Does it make him a failure? No. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all times, but he failed 9,000 times. We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down. Whoever stays down is a loser. And winners will fail and get up. Fail and get up. Fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner.
And I'm telling you, you're not where you want to be financially, and it's not going to take 20 shots. You're not where you want to be in your marriage, and it's not going to take 20 shots. You are not where you want to be in your personal life. You are not the person you want to be, and it's not going to take you 20 shots. For some of you, it's one more shot. For some of you, it's two more shots, and you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier, and my whole life will change. I just need to get up 1 hour early. I just need to work 1 hour longer.
When it just doesn't make any logical sense to go on, that's when you use your emotion, your anger, your frustration, your fear to push further. When your feelings are screaming that you've had enough. When you think you are going to break emotionally, override that emotion with concrete logic and willpower that says one thing. I don't stop.
You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself. I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to go up in here and I'm going to do this.
You can't have any doubts. You got to believe this for yourself. You got to believe I can do this. I was created for this. I was called for this. I was curved for this. I was shaped for this. I was meant for this. You gotta be doubtless or you can't harvest.
You got to be the kind of person that you are fearless. Fearless. Folk leave fearless people alone. You are unstoppable. And because you are unstoppable, because you've got power that you haven't even begun to use yet, you ought to yourself to release your brakes.
Some people want to always step into something that is always finished. Because they don't understand the power of the process. It's good to be afflicted. It's good to have to worry how I'm gonna make it. It's good to have to scuffle your way up.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. It's good to you. Why? See, when you win, it's hard and there's a struggle. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. You get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit.
It is easy to be negative today. It is easy to have low morale today. Anybody can do that. But if you can begin to harness yourself and say that where I am, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got, because that is an expression of who I am. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. When you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep that eye single, you'll be surprised at the ideas that will come to you. You can decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind.
The mind is a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows where you don't want to go. So it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win. Until you fucking reprogram it. You got to figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box. Whatever my mind said, I don't want to do, I realize I must do that.
The greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
Without discipline, you're nothing. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Because really, the only person that you're fighting every day is yourself. It's not your boss. It's not this or that. Yeah, those are all obstacles. A lot of them, you cannot control those obstacles. But you can control yourself.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you got to work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out, because he is not going to stop. To find real permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go to the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more for myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't give a fuck what the temperature is. They no longer care, because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're going to run. It doesn't matter what the f*** is out there, what's in front of me. I'm just going to go. And that's how you want to get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently, to build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
If you think that you've given everything, you really haven't. If you think you're working hard, you're not working hard enough.
You can always do more. You always have another gear, another level of performance. You can always push a little bit harder, get up a little earlier, work a little longer. Whatever it is you want more of, you have complete control over whether you get it or not.
People don't have limits. We put limits on ourselves.
When I showed up to Larry's the first time, I couldn't do one push-up.
Come on.
Swear to you, could not do one push-up. And with his support, I worked up to being able to do 100 consecutive push-ups, which was mind-blowing. So what changed between the weight loss and meeting Laird was I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything. And that's a great, inspiring feeling. And I feel like I bring that into the art, where I already had great confidence, but even more so, I now know anything is possible at any time.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back on my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort.
How hard should you work? Well, that's a really difficult question. If you're going to die tomorrow, and then you probably shouldn't work very hard today at all. So one thing you might say is that the degree to which you should work hard is dependent on your assumptions about the stability of the future. We actually know this to be true because...
Are you going to sit around and wait for your own bolt of lightning of luck to hit you? Is that what you're going to do? I don't recommend that. Instead, I recommend that you step up and yes, you do work harder. And you do the best possible job that you can do, and you take some pride in what you're doing and how you're doing it, and you do it better than they could, not to rub their nose into it, not to prove that you can do it better, but out of professionalism. That's why you do it.
Well, there was a two-year period where I did turnarounds for gyms. I flew around the nation. Every month I would do a new gym. I ate out of gas stations, and I ate gas station food. And I gained weight during that period of time. And it was for then and not forever. And I'm in shape now. And so whatever, who cares? And so like, I used to tell this when I was selling weight loss to people, I'd say like, who cares if you get in shape for 6 weeks out of 80 years? And like, right as they're about to sign up for a membership, I was like, you want to sign, and then this is how I would sell longer memberships. But like, it's also true. It's like, you want to sign up for the 6 weeks, but like, Susan, like, who cares if you lose 20 pounds and you're still overweight 6 weeks from now, and then you gain it back the next 6 weeks and you're still the exact same weight for the rest of your life? And so I think the absolute dedication to maximization so that it becomes a part of your identity and your character has been one of the outsized returns that I've gotten in my life.
Why do I think people are drawn to advice telling them to do hard things? Because I think any person, any human realizes that if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. And some people will get it and some people won't. But they have to see what their journey is to start their journey. Several people live to be 100 years old and they have great lives and they have great kids. Their kids go to college and all sorts of stuff. But somewhere in their life, there was a point where they had a decision to make. They can go left or right on this path. Left was the easy route. Right was the hard route. A lot of people take the easy route.
When life was unfair, boxing was around to make it fair. And I'll tell you how. On one given night, if you worked hard enough, if you dreamed big enough, if you were tough enough and you made yourself tough enough, you sacrificed enough.
Interested people watch obsessed people change the world. You think about the technology boom, all the things that happened. With everything that's going on, those individuals were obsessed. They were obsessed. They weren't interested. And you know what obsessed people do? Obsessed people give interested people something to talk about. They give you something to talk about. Everybody who's obsessed in their business, in their field of action, they are the topic of the conversation of the employees at work. They're the water cooler conversations. They're the individuals people are texting about. Because they're so engrossed in your life with your obsession with what you're doing, they don't have time for their own because they're interested in what's going on with them.
You have to move in a way when it comes to those three things, when you function completely in a way where it's an unwavering faith. Like, it don't matter how f***ed up that might look. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion. Because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? Only gonna call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a fucking genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this motherfucker was crazy. But he definitely always figured this thing was the thing to do, and he stuck by that shit.
You know what I mean? And everyone can say what they want, but I know because like I said, I can read their mind, and I just know people. I know every one of them are sweating me. And at the same time, I know they don't outsweat me. Yeah? Nobody outsweats me. I work. I don't just talk. Don't confuse the talk. Don't confuse because my mind is in the correct place. People seem to be confusing that. People seem to confusing that because I'm talk, because I can talk and I believe in myself and I'm confident and I'm outspoken and I say what I think, that I'm a personality. I'm a UFC personality similar to Chael Sonnen. I'm not Chael Sonnen. I'm not that guy. I'm speaking it. I'm not.
Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah,
get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like, I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges. And the people that look at those challenges and go, why do I always have these challenges? They're cancer. Those people are dangerous to be around. They will rob you of your enthusiasm. They don't give you any fuel. They're the opposite of fuel.
Yeah.
Like the fuel people,
they're the whole
thing. The people
tank.
That are kicking ass, the people that are out there just fucking hustling, always getting things done.
Because then when you're 300 pounds, you're going to go out to lose weight, you probably get injured. So then you got to work on the injury, and then you get even more depressed. This is what I went through. And then you're hungry because now you're depressed. It's just a vicious cycle. And if you're not strong mentally and you have no willpower, you're going to continue falling back in this hole versus the man that sits back and goes, all right, motherfucker. This is why I cuss, because this is what is in me. This is what it took for me to be me. Sorry. It didn't take, hey, okay, we're going to do this today. No, this fucking really sucks. This is real, dude. This is real. And every day, I'm set back. So this is what I would tell your boy. This is exactly what I tell him. Every day you wake up, you're going to probably be set back for the first 4 weeks before you lose to significant weight because of the mind is going to be fucking with you the whole time. There's no dopamine in there at 300 pounds. You got nothing. Your hormones are shot.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
Yes. That's
nailed.
Nailed.
Completely nailed.
Yes. Because a lot of people will, and some of these motivational people out here, it's the funniest thing in the world to me. They'll go and say, when you wake up in the morning, pound your chest.
All week you was work hard. End of the week, if you don't tired, this is good question. You have to worry about yourself. But this is Saturday. You 6 days, you work so hard. Of course you're going to tired. Tomorrow rest, and Monday we're going to begin one more training. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's going to give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. Even you, if you're going to watch fight, you just watch fight. They walk out inside the cage, they fight, and they leave. You don't know what happened behind the scenes. This is not your business. Nobody cares about this.
Yeah.
You want to be more disciplined? Get after it. That's it, man. Get up early.
Keep your dreams phenomenal. Keep your vision phenomenal. Keep it phenomenal. And now I need you to get your weight up. As an individual, I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your words up. I need you to get your heart up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life.